Lady DJ. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Ira Melman. A glass ceiling is shattered in Philadelphia. Democrats have formally proclaimed former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton their 2016 presidential nominee, making her the first woman ever to become a major U.S. political party standard bearer in the race for the White House.
I move that all votes cast by delegates be reflected in the official record. And I move that Hillary Clinton be selected as the nominee of the Democratic Party for President of the United States.
That gesture by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders to end the customary roll call of states, officially ending the long and bitter campaign for the party's nomination, was reminiscent of Clinton's move 8 years ago when she threw her support for her then-rival Barack Obama. But the move by Sanders did not go over that well with some of his supporters who staunchly oppose Clinton and have not accepted his calls for them to support her. Several hundred of them walked out of the convention hall and stayed to sit in protest. Those who remain heard speeches praising Hillary Clinton's long public career, including one by her husband, former President Bill Clinton.
She's been around a long time. She sure has. And she's sure been worth every single year she's put into making people's lives better.
On Wednesday, the delegates will hear from President Obama, Vice President Joe Biden, and Clinton's vice presidential running mate, Virginia Senator Tim Kaine. Hillary Clinton will close out the Democratic National Convention Thursday with her acceptance speech. This is VOA News. John Hinckley, the man who attempted to assassinate President Ronald Reagan 35 years ago, will be released soon from a government psychiatric hospital in Washington. U.S. District Judge Paul Friedman said the 61-year-old Hinckley is no longer a threat to himself and others and will be permitted to live with his mother in Williamsburg, Virginia, as early as August 5th. Hinckley's new living arrangement will be subject to many monitoring and psychiatric treatment conditions that could be phased out over the next year or so. He's been confined to St. Elizabeth's Hospital and permitted extended monthly supervised visits at his mother's home. A judge's order requires authorities to return Hinckley to St. Elizabeth's if he violates the terms of his release. More than 40 people are dead, nearly 150 others wounded in the northeastern Syrian city of Qamishli, near the Turkish border, following two large explosions near a Kurdish militia compound. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Edward Uranian has more for VOA from Cairo.
A crowd of young men dug frantically through the rubble of a building demolished by the blast to pull a man who was still alive from what remained of his home. An old woman whose home was destroyed cursed the perpetrators. A reporter for VOA's Kurdish service, Zeyna Omar, was among those injured in the blasts. Members of his family were also wounded. Rami Abdulrahman of the Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights told Arab media that a suicide truck bomb demolished the facade of the headquarters of the Kurdish militia, which controls the western part of Qamishli. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
The Al-Shabaab extremist group says one of the two suicide car bombers who struck in Somalia's capital Tuesday was a former legislator. Al-Shabaab's radio station is reporting that 57-year-old Salah Badbado, who defected to the extremist group in 2010, carried out one of the bombings near a United Nations demining agency office and the African Union's main base in Mogadishu. Authorities said that attack killed 13 people. Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack. Badbado had denounced Somali government leaders as Western puppets and lived in rebel-held areas. The U.S. says it is encouraged by the willingness of China and the Philippines to engage in direct dialogue over the South China Sea following a tribunal ruling against Beijing earlier this month. In Manila Wednesday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with senior Philippine officials, including the new Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Begin broadcast.